from the first verse of the first of the book of Acts, first two verses. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. The opening words of the book of Acts tell us that some writing to Theophilus was done before. The book of Acts never mentions Theophilus again, but we have a good idea of what that former writing was, because in the opening of the third book of the New Testament, we find these words, "Since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, I too decided to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus." Of course, this suggests that Luke wrote not only the third gospel, but also the book of Acts. As we read on in Acts, we see that it begins where the gospel of Luke left off, with the ascension of Jesus on the 40th day of Easter. But in the opening verses of Acts, Luke makes it clear that this is more than just a continuation of a historical account. For he says, "In my former word," or book, "Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach." So although this book is titled The Acts of the Apostles, and some have called it The Acts of the Holy Spirit, it is actually about all that Jesus continued to do and teach after he was received up from the view of the disciples. It was Jesus who told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the promised Holy Spirit. And when that day came, it was about Jesus that they spoke. It was Jesus who appeared to Stephen and strengthened him for the ordeal of death by stoning. It was the name of Jesus that healed the lame man, that raised the sick, yes, that even raised the dead. It was Jesus who appeared to Saul outside of Damascus, changing the course of his life and setting the course for the rest of the book of Acts. From then on, Saul was determined to know nothing except Jesus, the crucified Christ. Now, not all words are written on paper, parchment, or vellum. In 2 Corinthians 3, Paul tells his readers that they are a letter from Christ. You are a letter from Christ. And like the word written to Theophilus, you have a past. You did not just suddenly appear at Emmanuel sitting on these bleachers for chapel. First, Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary, lived for us, suffered, and died in our name, and for all our self-centered rebellion against him, his Father, and the Holy Spirit. That done, he rose again, sent his Spirit to bring you the good news that in connection with him, you and I are children of the Heavenly Father. All this Jesus began to do and teach before you ever came here. In fact, it resulted in songs of praise to God down through the centuries, both from heavenly hosts and from creatures here below. But as with the book of Acts, the fact that Jesus began by doing and teaching all this suggests that he will continue to do and teach you his letter. So while you may expect to pick up some good information on language arts, science, mathematics, music, while you're here at ILC, you can most assuredly expect him to continue to do and teach you things that will not become outdated by some new theory, new technology, new discovery, new pronunciation, or even muscle fatigue. And just as today, we don't really know exactly who Theophilus was, to whom Luke wrote, so also we cannot know today all the people to whom the Lord will send you his letter. A Christian lady once flew across the country to spend a week or so by the bed of her mother-in-law, who was dying of cancer. After a day or so, she said, "Look, we can't just visit every waking hour. So some of the time I'm sitting here with you, I'm going to try to memorize the book of 1 Peter." The response from her dying loved one, "Could you do it out loud so I can memorize it too?" And so they did. When the visit came to an end, they were in the second chapter, and the daughter-in-law was on a plane back to her home. And that's where she found herself sitting next to a troubled young woman. As they began to visit, it turned out that everything that was bothering the young woman was answered in the first chapter of 1 Peter. And she was able to share what she had just memorized before she even got home. So also you can expect the Lord to find uses that you cannot even imagine for all the good things that he will continue to do and teach you this year, and to find people to whom he wants you, his letter, to go. God bless you in the day ahead, the new week, the new month, the new year. I expect he will. Amen. Hymn 779, stanzas 3 and 4.